dictation for Robert Pinney, P as in Paul, E-A-N-E-Y, February 1258. Address as a letter to Daniel Gross, G-R-O-S-S, 629-8145. Dear Dr. Gross, a follow-up for Mr. Pinney. Who has advanced progressive renal failure, history of diabetes and hypertension, with prior renal biopsy showing early diabetic nephropathy and hypertensive changes. Last visit a couple of weeks ago for rapid change of kidney function. Kidney ultrasound, normal size kidneys without obstruction, no evidence of urinary retention, no hospital admissions. There has been some chest discomfort when he leans forward, seeing Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-K-I-E-K, normal EKG, plans to do an echocardiogram. At the same time, there is no chest pain on activity. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, no cloudiness of blood. Denies dyspnea, oxygen, orthopnea, PND. No skin rash. He has not noticed increase of lymph nodes. No mucosal abnormalities. Other review system negative. Diabetes appears to be well controlled. We recently increased the Demadex to 30 milligrams for a few days because of high potassium. Present medications include Demadex 20 milligrams, started on amlodipine 5 milligrams, still on lisinopril 40. On physical exam, blood pressure initially high, 160/86, repeat 148/70. Alert oriented sign 3, normal speech, attentive, no respiratory distress. Lungs are clear, no pericardial rap or arrhythmia. No abdominal tenderness. No gross edema, cellulitis, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Creatinine has been 4.5, 4.2, and 4.8. Present GFR 13, stage 5. Potassium improved, but remains high at 5. Normal sodium, low bicarbonate at 17. Low albumin 3.5. A normal calcium increase of phosphorus 6.2. Anemia 8.3 with a normal white blood cell and platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, presently stage 5. This is not typical behavior for diabetes or uncontrolled hypertension. As indicated before, renal biopsy a couple of years back, April 2020, shows early diabetic changes. There were more severe abnormalities associated to arteriosclerosis and moderate interstitial fibrosis. There was, however, extensive podocyte, P-O-D-O-C-Y-T-E, podocyte abnormalities. In that biopsy, there was no evidence of immune deposits, light change, or amyloid. Discuss with Robert that he is facing dialysis in the near future. There is no evidence of obstruction or urinary retention, We start dialysis based on symptoms. He already is GFR less than 15. New blood test to be done today. We will update urine sample. He is known to have heavy proteinuria in the past. It's my understanding that leukemia and lymphoma, followed by Dr. Akat, AKKAD, has been stable, and nothing to suggest progression. Retroperitoneal abnormalities can cause obstruction without showing hydronephrosis on regular imaging. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. Come back on the next couple of weeks. End of dictation.